I want to offer everyone some mystical hope today. Anyone in the need of some hope today?
Yes.
All right. I want to explore an amazing possibility. And one of the things with the mystic imagination is that throughout our history, it imagined things that were not there in order to bring them here. So I want to talk today about imagination. I want to talk to you about the human capacity for moral judgment. And then I want to talk about renewal. And all three of those are connected with this week's parsha of Bereshit, the very beginning of the book of Genesis. And if you were a school child, or if you grew up around certain Christian sects, when you heard the story of Bereshit, you imagined that this was a story of how God created the world and of the order of that. But Rashi, our eminent and prime commentator, writing over 1,100 years ago, on the very first verse, on the very first word of the Torah, because of a strange grammatical weirdness of this word, Bereshit, said about the Torah, Darshani, Darshani. And Darshani means simply, drash me, come up with an explanation, interpret me, imagine what I mean. Because Rashi then goes on to say explicitly, this is not about the order of the creation of the universe, and if you think it is, shame on you. That's not what the Torah is about. And Lev Shestov, at the very beginning of an important modern book, I'm blanking on her name right now, says that the Torah begins in this place of mystery. And that's what Rashi is hinting to, because the Torah is not an order of the universe. If it were, the water is created before, and you know, before the earth itself. And Rashi says that's just absurd. And so from the very beginning, a non-fundamentalist understanding of what it is to be in relationship with God is brought in the first word of our Torah. We are encouraged to seek through our imagination what it means to connect with God and what it means to read the Torah. Point one. The second point comes when Adam and Eve are, they should have gone out for dinner, but they didn't. And instead, there's this tree. And if you, again, if you were a kid, you heard this was the tree of knowledge. But that's also not what the Torah says. It is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is the tree from which, by eating of it, we are given the capacity to make moral judgments. Now, I got to tell you, I believe that animals are intelligent. Not the same way that we are, but you know what? They survive just fine, and they don't seem, we have moral behavior from some primates that we study, but a great many of the animals don't really seem to need moral reasoning to survive, to have a good life, to enjoy God's world. There is in this moment the understanding that to be a human is to have the capacity to make judgments of the world, to look at things, and not just to say this is good and this is bad, but to develop our understanding of what the good and the right is in our lives, in our communities, in our society, for the world itself. And so also at the very beginning of the Torah, the moral adventure begins, that we're here to actually learn how to be, not just to be. The third point I want to bring before I wrap these up together is Bereshit itself, renewal. We are a people of renewal. And the very fact that we finish a Torah, which we just did on Simchat Torah, and begin again is all about renewal. It's an understanding deep in our people's psyche that what you thought yesterday is not what we have to accept tomorrow, that life itself is constantly being renewed. And I don't know if you know this, but the very forces of creation that are talked about in this parsha, which seem destructive to us, like earthquakes and hurricanes and these other acts of God, are the very forces which allow the world to be renewed and atoms to come into contact and oxygen to be circulated, and they allow life itself to happen. Renewal is also hard-baked into the universe. And if it weren't, none of us would be here. No child would be born. But it means that what things look like today are in the process of changing. Second law of thermodynamics, renewal. Everything is in motion. So what happens when we put these three things together? This notion of imagination, of the moral faculty, and of the human capacity for renewal. It tells us that at any moment, what it looks like in the world, whatever's bothering you, isn't what has to stay. And our capacity to renew the world and to change it comes about from the act of moral imagination and many other forms of imagination as well. Silicon Valley understands this. Anyone who's ever been an entrepreneur understands this, that what is in our minds constantly is renewing everything around us. And when do we lose our hope? And when do we get discouraged? And when do we believe that the world is coming to an end? When we forget those three lessons, when we stop holding on to them, when we fail to use these God-given capacities to change the world, ourselves, and our lives for the better. The mystic looks at the present moment and is never discouraged, because the mystic can see underneath those currents that look so destructive the possibility for things not yet here, a way to bring God's word and God's will into this world where equality and opportunity and imagination and creativity are the birthright of every being on this planet. Let's get busy. Let's have hope.